Hi, friends, and welcome to Your Best Life podcast. This is my first episode, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, but here we go. So, I just want to introduce myself real quick. My name is Alex Raymond. I live in Indiana in a very small town, and I'm just here to help you live your very best life, to have fun and to be happy, and how to figure out all this crazy stuff. And so here we go. I am just a wife and a mom, and I have two beautiful kids, and life is crazy because not only am I in nursing school, my husband's in school, and it's just nutty. Our life is nutty. And now I've decided to sign up as a fitness coach on top of everything else we have going on. And I don't know. Everything is crazy, but I am trying to embrace my best life, and now I'm going to help, hopefully, all of you live your best life. Sorry, I'm trying to get over a cold right now. It's kind of crazy. This cold has been happening for like 3 weeks. But anyway, so yeah, today in general, so I'm just learning how to block negativity. I know you guys probably hear about that all the time, but I think it's really important that you hear it again, because sometimes it just gets the best of us, whether we are at work or at school or at home or with friends or with family or just out in public in general. I think sometimes it's hard to block out the negativity. Because when we're surrounded by negativity, we tend to be negative, and that's not living our best life. That does not make happy people. That does not make us want to conquer goals. That doesn't help anyone. And today I tried really hard to block the negativity. When someone was negative, I'd be like, we're not going to do that today. And even with myself, you know, I said, today is hard. I'm trying to conquer my own goals, and I am trying, and I started to get negative, and I said, we're still not going to do that. It's hard. Life is hard, and it's hard to block that negativity when you see it on the news, and you see it on social media, and you see it on your phone, talking to your friends and your family and whatever you have going on. I know, girl, I know. And sometimes it can just be really hard, but we have got to block this negativity, y'all. We've got to do it. And I think one of the best ways to block it is to just not embrace it. Like, don't embrace it. Don't have anything to do with it. Like, today when someone started talking about it, I either said something positive, I said I don't want any part of it, or I just walked away. So you got to embrace how to be positive or to walk away. And when you learn to do that, or as long as you're making strides to do that, then you're going to get better. If you're getting better, then you're getting closer to your best life. If you're getting closer to your best life, you're going to have your best life. That's how that works. And guys, we really just, this whole world just seems negative. The whole world. I feel like I get on social media, like I just said, or the news, or just go out into my own town, and it's negative. I'm surrounded by negativity when we have so much to be grateful for. If each and every one of us were like, okay, instead of being negative, I'm going to think of 3 positive things right now. Maybe we'd be more positive. Maybe we would be surrounded by more positivity. Maybe life wouldn't be so negative and gray and gross. Like, maybe it would be more unicorns and rainbows and flowers and, you know, all the happy things in life. And I'm not saying that every moment has to be happy and bright and beautiful and positive, but what I'm saying is that not every moment has to be negative and gross and, you know, just awful. We can have good lives, and we can have fun, and life can be good, and we can go towards our best life. Life can be really, really, really good, friends. And so I would just encourage you to, you know, every time someone says something negative, you turn that puppy around and you say, give me 3 things you're grateful for. Give me three positive things about today. Like, really embrace, like, every day. Think of things you're grateful for. And I promise you, friend, things might look up. So thanks for this short little intro to my podcast. This is what you're going to see. This is not see here. There we go. Don't even know what I'm doing. But this is what this podcast is going to be. Short little things, nothing more than 15 minutes about how to live your best life, to be grateful, to love your life, and how to just be good people. I hope you guys have a really great day, and I look forward to doing this with you more often.